So, somewhere totally different this time. Obviously, gone from Edinburgh, still in the UK, as you can clearly see. This is actually a really nice shot too. It's not raining, which I'm not used to here. But anyway, no, it's really nice. It's been good in London. So since last week, I was in Edinburgh when I did this, a little more than a week ago, actually. I couldn't get this video done by the Friday, which I have been trying to do. I was in Edinburgh, went over to Glasgow, did a workshop in Glasgow on Friday, went to Speyside in Scotland for the weekend, which for those of you who don't know, is where a lot of the whiskey is. So that was fun. It was actually really pretty as well. It was quite a nice little spot. So had a break there, back to Glasgow, did another workshop, back to Edinburgh, flew to Copenhagen. So I've been in Denmark on Tuesday and Wednesday. That was a really sort of flying trip. Really awesome spot though. Great group of people there. Spoke at the .NET user group. That was a good night out. Really, really long day by the time you do a workshop all day and then you do user group at night and then you got to drink beer as well. And yeah, it was terrible. So anyway, that was really good. I'm hoping actually I'll go back to Copenhagen in January, but I'll talk a bit more about that later on. So that was awesome. Then I've come over to London on Wednesday night, done another workshop, Thursday, Friday. It is Saturday morning as of now, and I've just left my hotel and I'm gonna go and find a nice spot for breakfast and then go to the airport, because now I'm gonna go to Switzerland. So this week I'm going to be in Switzerland for a few days, then back to London for the wide security event, and then home. So the next time I do this, I will hopefully be on the big plane on the way home. Anyway, that hasn't stopped me doing other things this week. So I put out a blog post a little bit earlier on in terms of SAN certificates, subject alternate names certificates. And this, you got to read it because I can't exactly describe what was in there. I don't know if they'll kick me off YouTube for that. But it was, story was, a mate of mine, another MVP, got a SAN certificate by putting his blog through Cloudflare. And a SAN is subject alternate name. So you have one certificate and it's valid for multiple host names. And this is what Cloudflare does. If you go to my blog and you look at the certificate on troyhunt.com, you'll see there's a bunch of other names there. You'll actually see some of my other services through Cloudflare. You'll see my wife's blog. You'll see a domain for one of the courses I did for Pluralsight on Cloudflare. Thing is, when you went to Paul's blog, this mate of mine, he had other names on there which were not the kind of names that you normally expect. And he got in touch with me probably last week and he said, look, I've got some strange names next to mine on this SAN. You know, what do I do? And I thought, oh, okay, you know, maybe they're sort of a little bit salacious, not too bad. I went and have a look, and yeah, holy shit, go and have a look at the names. Anyway, the point of the blog is it's alternate names on a SAN certificate. It has no functional impact. It's got this sort of implied association thing that if anyone wants to drill down on the certificate, they can see. But if you're drilling down into the certificate and looking at SAN anyway, you know, like it's probably not going to be something that worries you because you know that it has no actual association to the user. Anyway, have a look at the blog post because there's then arguments going on about you shouldn't Cloudflare, you should let's encrypt and all the usual ranting and raving. But have a look at it, read the comments, they are kind of interesting. Another thing I did this week was I loaded the Modern Business Solutions data breach. Now you may not know who MBS is because I didn't know who MBS is. If your data is in there, you probably still don't know who MBS is. And as of the time of recording, there's still been no acknowledgement from MBS that it is their data. But this is one of those situations where someone pops up on the web, on Twitter, and says, hey, there's a whole bunch of data over here, go grab it. And this was the same guy who did this with the what turned out to be the RegPack data breach, the 324,000 credit card records, including CVVs that I wrote about recently. Anyway, a guy pops up, he says, here's all the data, got a link through to MegaNZ, download the data, and it is like 58 something million unique email addresses. We've got home addresses, phone numbers, genders, dates of birth, stuff that really just shouldn't be out there on the public webs. But it wasn't clear it was from, and I had a brief look at it, and there was nothing really obvious about it, other than the fact it was a MongoDB. It's interesting how many data breaches we see these days that are nicely formatted JSON, which is a bit of a giveaway. So anyway, I've only had a brief look. Someone else picked it up and went through it in much more detail and attributed it to MBS. So that's where we are. They've had the attribution, MBS aren't responding. And this is kind of a little bit hard when they don't say anything, they're not denying it, they're not accepting it. So, you know, based on their analysis and also based on the fact that when I loaded a set of email addresses into Have I Been Pwned, just in the back end, just to check against my existing notification users, there are 34,000 of you in there. And when I find 34,000 people that have kind of said to me, hey, look, let me know if I appear somewhere, I kind of got to do something. So I loaded the data and I've attributed it to MBS and I've pointed through to the source that's done the analysis and sort of gone through and fairly conclusively said that it's from them. Hopefully we'll see some answers soon, because inevitably what's happened since I loaded that data is people have come to me and they've said, okay, this is my data, where'd it come from? And I don't know. You know, all I know is it's come from somewhere upstream, because MBS appears to be sort of data aggregation processing reporting service. So I've had to say to them, go and ask MBS, you know, it's your data. You've been told by these other reports that have come in and done the attribution that it's come from them. Ask them, see what they say. Unfortunately, MBS don't really send a reply to anyone, including the reporters. And that in itself is a little bit suspicious. So we'll see what happens on that one. It's not sort of a great thing, but you know, here we are. Another thing I did this week, I did my Security Sense column. So I write this column every couple of weeks on Windows IT Pro. I write about security things. I write especially about where we see issues overinflated in the media that really turn out to be sort of non-events, or turn out to be something different that they're represented as. And the media last week sort of worked up a little bit of a storm about there's a guy who's been charged with terrorism because he had encryption on his blog. Okay, now, as soon as you read a headline like that, you've immediately got to go, there's going to be something a bit weird in here, right? Like, this just doesn't reconcile. And a bunch of people got in touch with me and said, all right, well, yeah, are you worried about going to jail? Because you put HTTPS on TroyHunt.com. And of course, a bunch of people were a little bit more serious and they said, you know, look, this is a really bad precedent that we start charging people for using encryption. Now, when you actually read the details of what's happened with this guy, he's obviously been planning various terrorist activities or supporting others planning terrorist activities. And there's been all sorts of electronic devices and means that have helped him do that. And inevitably, encryption is something which is enormously useful if you want to hide your communications, whether you want privacy or whether you're planning nasty things. Now, that appears to have been caught up in all the charges here, but make no mistake about it, he is not being charged as a terrorist for using encryption. And you've only got to sort of take a step back and do a sanity check for a moment to realize that's not the case at all. And even reading the official docs, let alone how the media then interprets it, it's pretty clear that's not the case. And as I wrote in this post on Security Sense, look, wake me up when a blogger gets charged. You know, when it's like Jill's home cooking and she's loaded over HTTPS and now Jill's going to jail. Because that's just not the case. It's not going to happen. Everyone stop losing your heads over these stupid headlines. So that was Security Sense. A couple of other things coming up. Obviously, I've just mentioned I have been doing workshops pretty much every day. I've now done four 2-day workshops since I left home. I'm writing this up too. I'm writing this little, well, it's not going to be little by the time it's done, but just a few paras on each day as a blog post about what goes into these trips, because they're kind of insane. And if I'm honest, the last couple of days I was very much wishing I was at home, particularly given how long the trip's getting. But I thought, look, I'll write it up. If people are interested in sort of seeing behind the scenes, that might help, because when you see stuff like this or a nice seat in the airplane, like it looks really glamorous. Let's just say there are periods recently that have been a long, long, long way from glamorous. And there'll be some photos and some stuff on the blog about that. So that's that one. I am, as I mentioned earlier, starting to plan out my January event. So I am going to be back here in Jan for NDC in London. There's going to be a 2-day workshop I'm doing as part of NDC, you can come along to there. I'm going to be in Belgium the following week doing workshop and conferences, and I'm now just starting to try and fill in other spots over that trip. So if there are other folks in Europe in general who might want me to come along, let me know. As I mentioned earlier, I'll probably go back to Copenhagen because we massively oversold that event and everyone seemed to really enjoy it during the week. So hopefully we'll have that as well. Last thing also, the sponsor for this week, HelpNet Security. So I mentioned, I think last week, I've managed to fill in all the sponsor slots through until the middle of December, which I'm enormously happy about because there are no ads on the blog. And it's really good timing too, because last week Spotify managed to start serving malvertising to a whole bunch of people, or rather malvertising that took advantage of ads on their blog serve nasty things. And it was just kind of a reminder of how shit this whole ad network thing is and how happy I am to not have to deal with it. So a big thanks to HelpNet Security. They've got a little thing across the top of my blog at the moment, so give them a click and show your appreciation. They do actually do some really good news stories as well. So, you know, they're doing some good stuff. So look, that's it. I'm going to go and find some breakfast and check out that. That is a really nice little spot, isn't it? So for everyone in the UK who I know I take the piss out of by posting really nice Australian photos, just remember that.